Proclamation number 7202 of 5th of November, 1958. Man's attitude to thought. You are surrounded by waves of thoughts which continuously flow towards you from the spiritual kingdom, and you can accept these or also repel them. You can let them have an effect on your heart but also close yourselves off. This is entirely up to your will. But your whole development, for the purpose of which you live on earth, is accordingly. For thoughts are the influence from the spiritual kingdom, both from the world of light as well as from the dark world, through which your soul can be held captive or also released from its present state. As I-conscious beings, you have the ability to think, i.e., the ability to deal with the spiritual material which is mentally conveyed to you from the spiritual kingdom. You have the ability to take up thoughts that surround you and to deal with them, no matter what the content of these thoughts is. The origin of these thoughts is always that spiritual world to which you open yourselves through your attitude, through your will, which is why the earthly world or the spiritual kingdom can be of interest to you, and thus worldly beings and those from the world of light also strive to win you over, and it is up to you which waves of thoughts you open yourselves to, which thoughts you pick up and process by using your thinking ability to make the thoughts your spiritual property. Your will is free. It cannot be determined by beings from the spiritual world. You yourselves take possession of what suits you, but no human being can say that he has never been considered by that world which supplied him with thought material beneficial to his soul. For a battle is waged in the spiritual world for the soul's will, and this battle can only take place through mental influence, and the beings of light as well as of darkness do everything to win over the souls. Yet as long as the human being does not consciously surrender to the forces of light, their battle for the soul is very difficult compared to the dark forces, for these have far more influence on the human being who stands in the midst of the world and whose body seeks to satisfy far more needs, and therefore worldly thoughts are also far more accepted and cultivated. Only a conscious life, a life where the human being knows about his earthly task and strives to fulfill it, makes it easier for the beings of light to make an effort to be able to dominate mentally, and then the waves of thought will circle him ever more often, which impart spiritual knowledge to him, and he himself will be more and more willing to give attention to this. And then there will no longer be any danger that the world will prevail, that worldly thoughts will come to the fore, but they will only prevail to the extent necessary to still preserve the body as long as it is to fulfill its task of serving the soul to mature. So then the will will be far more inclined to let itself be washed around by the thought waves which are sent to it from the kingdom of light. The heart will be willing to accept them. It will convey the thoughts to the intellect, which will then deal with them, and the human being will benefit from spiritual knowledge which is of use to the soul and determines its fate in eternity, for the human being will live his way of life in accordance with these thoughts, or the beings of light will guide and influence his will, thinking and actions so that he will already strive for perfection on earth and also reach his aim. Amen.